what he's talking about. He said, do you love me more than these? Oh, boy, I'm going somewhere with this. Because he never defined the these. He could have been pointing to those disciples that were around Peter. Do you love me more than these? More than your friends? Do you love me more than you love your brothers? But the Bible didn't tell us what who the D's were. Ah, he could have been pointing to the fish, the nets, all the boats that were around, and the message that he was trying to convey to Peter. Peter, do you love me more than you love your business? Oh, boy, if I'm stepping on your toes, don't say nothing. Just say ouch and go on. Nobody, and don't say it too loud because nobody will know. Because we got some folks who are in love with the things that they do better than they're in love with up than God. He's asking, are you in love with these things? In other words, are you in love with your business transactions, praise God, more than you love me? Praise God. Are you in love, praise God, with making money more than you're in love with me? Praise God. He said, do you love me more than these things? Because if you love me, you're going to do what I say. You're going to feed my lamb. Then you're going to feed my sheep. So the love that we have for Jesus is going to be revealed. It's going to be revealed in the quality of our love. It's going to be revealed, praise God, in the quantity of our love. It's going to be revealed in the effects of our love. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sermon that I preached last week. Peter revealed the love that he had for God. And we saw the effects of his love. Because let me tell you something. The effects of the love that you have for Jesus is going to also rub off on how you treat other people. Peter, after he truly fell in love with Jesus, because I think I can make a case to show you where Peter really didn't love Jesus that much. I mean, he loved him. It was a certain type of love, but it wasn't really a true love. But guess what? When Peter truly fell in love with Jesus, we saw the effects of his love just in the sermon I preached last week over at what you call him church. Let me show it. Let me hip you to it. Praise God. Peter and John was on their way to do what? They were going in the temple to do some praying. Am I correct? Praise God. They saw a man who was lame from his mother's womb. The Bible tells us that he had been laying there for some 40 years. And that Peter and them about ready to go into the church. Praise God. They were going in to do some praying. And they saw this man laying down there who had been laid at the gate every day to beg for food. I beg for money. Praise God. But let me show you the effects of his love. Peter looked on him along with John, praise God, and then looked at him and said, I want you to look on us. And guess what he told him? He said, now, we don't have no silver. We don't have no gold. But we have something that you need. In other words, their love now kicked in, and we've seen the effects of their love. Praise God. It wasn't a selfish love. They said, and the Bible tells us that they grabbed him by the hand, lifted him up, and tell me the man started leaping, started praising God. We saw the effects of Peter's love. So his love would be revealed. That love would be revealed. But secondly, when we talk about the love, do we love him? If we love Jesus, he will have first place in our life. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, if you love him, if you love him, he's going to have first place in your life. not only the fact that it's going to be revealed so others to be able to see it. Jesus is going to be first in our life. Praise God. It would be unthinkable for a person, praise God, to say that they love Jesus and then not allow him to have first place in his or her life. What do I mean by that? Praise God. I'm glad you asked the question. Praise God. First place, in other words, that he has to be first in your thinking. When you get up in the morning, praise God, the very first person that you need to talk to, amen, ought to be talking to him. Amen. Sometime when I get up in the morning and my wife will wake up and she can ask her right there and she'll say something to me, most of the time I won't say a word to her. I'll get up and then go in my place where I go and pray. Then when I go sit down and I've talked to God, then I'll come back and talk to her. Because the first person that I want to have in my mind, the first person that I want to speak to when I get up in the morning, it's going to be Jesus Christ. Thank him for allowing me to wake up. And then everything after that becomes secondarily to me. So if we truly love him, then he's going to have first place in our life. Praise God. He's not going to be second fiddle. I'm not going to give my tithes after I done paid everything else off and I may just have something left over. Y'all might as well shout. Because we do know we got some folks, praise God, I got all
these bills I got to take care of.
Now, if God has taken care of you all this time, he's going to take care of your bills. And this is not no message on tithing, folks. I'm just trying to give you an illustration. He has to be first. He has to have first place in our life, not last place, not what's left over. He should be the first person that we give our time, talents, treasures. Boy, if we want this church of God to be powerful, if we want this church of God to see this world move, man, if we just take and put God first. I'm just asking a question. Do you love me? He's asking, do you love me? Because if you love me, it's going to be revealed in your life. Nobody's going to have to guess. And if you love him, praise God, nobody, amen, will know. Everybody will know that he's first place in your life. And that doesn't mean that every time somebody says, yeah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, because you got too many people like that. Walk up and ask them, question, how you doing? Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Well, how was the weather today? Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. No. I'm talking about him being first. Praise God. When you get ready to make a decision in life, that's going to be a decision that's going to be great, you're going to go to him and you're going to ask him first, Lord, I'm getting ready to move out. I'm getting ready to go buy this house. I'm getting ready to go buy this car. Should I buy this car? Should I buy this house? I just met this girl, praise God, on the internet. Should I go out with her? I just met this boy. I'm talking about, praise God, when you allow him to be first in your life. Seek him first. The Bible does tell us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Matthew 6:33, and he said, and all this other stuff shall be added to you. We are to put him, if you love him, it's going to be revealed through your life. And guess what? Nobody going to have to guess. Nobody going to guess. Somebody going to say, man, I love Jesus. And you see him come to church once every
I ain't made nobody mad yet, huh? You can't tell me you love God and that he is first in your life and you don't go to nobody's church but once every... I'm getting in a leaning position because I may have to tackle somebody. Thank you. Deacon Barque said he got my back. If you love him, I don't mean that you're going to be in the church every time the door, church door open, you're going to be like, but man, I husband, let me see the hands if you say you love your wife. Come on, I'm picking on the men today. You say you love your wife. Can you stay away from your wife Sunday after Sunday, Sunday after Sunday, Monday after Monday? Praise God. You're going to want to try to, don't y'all try to fool me, because you want to have that woman. Amen. I don't feel like going today. It's a little too cold. I mentioned in Sunday school this morning, God, thank you. He may have healed us here. Oh, man, I was coming back from the drill meet yesterday, and I happened to look over there where they got the fair. And then prior to that, stopped and looked at the football game there at LSU where they were playing Georgia. At the time I saw it, they were leading 16-3, I think, something like that. And, man, let me tell you, they tell me that Tiger Stadium holds, it says 103,000, huh? 102,000 people. And let me tell you something, folk, it was hot out there. I did not see a seat that was empty. I passed by the fair on my way back. And y'all go, I'm just saying, man, they had so many folk out there. It was hot. Parked all the way. They didn't care whether or not they walk a mile to get to the thing. And I told them, y'all, they used to be cautious because they throw that stuff together overnight. See, when they have all that kind of stuff like that, y'all never see Pastor Martin riding on nothing. Y'all going out there and try it out if y'all want to. Them guys just put that together. They may have made a mistake in a haste to get that stuff up so they can make some money and leave out a boat. The biggest boat that they need, praise God. But if we love him, he's going to be number one. He's going to have first place in our lives. And finally, and I get ready to close. I wasn't going to preach because I got to go to another service this evening, and I got to go to something else tonight. If we love him, not only will it be revealed through our life, not only will he have first place in our lives, but praise God, we will serve him if we love him.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYT KQJO.